Proclamation number 6751 of 1st of February, 1957. Every human being knows about the divine commandments of love. Everyone knows the commandments of love for God and his neighbor, for they are written into every person's heart insofar as everyone feels in himself how a work of love affects him, how he himself will always be happy when he is lovingly thought of by me myself or by his neighbor. And thus he will also be able to conclude that his neighbor has the same claim to love and that I myself also demand love from the person who owes his existence to me. However, every spark of love can already be stifled in the human being. He can have erected an obstacle in his love for himself for the activity of love for his neighbor. But then he knows about my commandments of love through my word which is preached in the world and which contains my teaching of love. And he can also want to ignore this, for he will never be forced to work with love. But then states of adversity occur which affect him himself or also his fellow human beings. And again the commandment of love will be placed before him. He himself will desire love when he is affected by adversity, or he will so obviously be stimulated to practice love on his neighbor through the adversity which has affected him. No human being can say that my commandments of love have remained alien to him. The fact that there is so little love amongst people is proof of the power my adversary has gained over people. And this, in turn, proves that the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is not respected, that he is not acknowledged and that he therefore cannot come to people's aid who are at the mercy of my adversary's power and will also succumb to it if they don't turn to Jesus Christ. He certainly has great power but you humans give this power to him yourselves, for he cannot force you to belong to him. But you yourselves have free will and can just as well use it in another direction. You can entrust yourselves to Jesus Christ and present your weakness to him. You can also confess to him that your selfish love is still strong and that you would like to become free of it, and he would certainly help you and give you a strengthening of will. But you believe too little, for this, too, is my adversary's influence to undermine your faith in me and Jesus Christ. You are certainly exposed to his influence and yet it is your own free will whether you allow yourselves to be determined by him or whether you turn to me. Whether you practice love for your fellow human being and thereby prove your love to me or only ever consider your own ego and thereby completely hand yourselves over to the one who is devoid of all love. As a human being you have already regained a certain maturity. And this maturity also ensures your free power of decision. You cannot be forced by my adversary, only tempted. I don't force you either, but I counter his temptations with many graces which you can also use. But the decision is up to you. And there is no person who could not make the right decision. For I place the spark of love in every person's heart, which is my share, i.e., every person can feel love within himself but he has to let himself be touched and must not offer any resistance. And my commandments of love will be presented to him again and again until the end of his life, for even if people don't pay attention to them, even if they fail to fulfill the commandments, they will always hear about them, and they will remain unknown to no human being, but they can only ever be taught but never compulsorily demanded that the human being fulfills them. The freedom of will is decisive as to whether the human being professes me in Jesus, whether he lives his life in accordance with the divine teaching of love and thus becomes free from his tormentor. He will not be forced, but in every way he will be granted assistance from me. In every way he will be stimulated into activity of love, because only love can redeem him. Amen.